Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Jeremy Pearsons. This week, my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, is joined by Mark and Trina Hankins. Now, these broadcasts were recorded in the BVOV studio for their program with Brother Copeland as their guest, and they covered how to develop the spirit of faith in you to overcome and advance and take new ground. And the revelation that they shared about the spirit of faith was powerful, it was practical, so we wanted to share these messages of faith with our partners and our friends as well. So let's join them now for today's study on how the spirit of faith will move the mountains in your life.
2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "We having the same identical spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken." He said, "We also believe and therefore speak." And so the spirit of faith has these two main ingredients. Number one, I'm a believer. I believe God, have faith in God, faith in the Word of God, faith in the blood of Jesus, faith in the name of Jesus, faith in the power of God. I am a believer. I believe and I speak. Someone said it this way, even the devil don't care what you believe if you'll be quiet about it. In other words, when you believe and speak, that's the spirit of faith. Yes. And that spirit of faith is actually contagious.
It's contagious.
Super contagious. Spirit of fear
is contagious. Yeah.
Remember this now. In the beginning, there was no fear.
Yeah.
There was none. Adam was full of faith.
Yeah.
Nobody sinned and died until Adam sinned and died.
Yeah.
And God told him, the day you eat that, you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So he died spiritually.
Yeah.
Now, what was his faith? He was disconnected from God in the spirit and connected with the devil.
Fear.
So what's the next thing that happened? Instead of faith coming when he heard the voice of God, fear came and he hid from him.
Wow.
So fear and faith are the same thing, but exact opposite.
Just opposite, yeah.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.
Yeah.
Fear comes by hearing and listening to the lies of the devil.
Yeah.
Negative.
Yeah. It's like a compass. Just take a compass, for instance, north and south are the same thing.
Yeah.
They are degrees of a compass.
Right. Yeah.
But they're exact opposites.
Oh.
That's faith, this is fear. The same laws are going to govern both of them.
Yeah. Now, you know my mom, in my mama's case, my dad, my mom, you've been to my dad's church years ago, and my dad and my mom pastored in a little town called West Columbia, Texas. They pastored there for 50 years. And my dad's church, there's only 3,000 people in town, but my dad's church grew from about 20 people to over 2,000 people. And there's only 3,000 in town. And so my dad stayed there 50 years, but when they started out, my dad had a heart attack as a young man. My mom had a nervous breakdown and was totally controlled by fear. Now, both of them had been saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, even called to the ministry. But my mom lived in fear and ended up in depression in the back bedroom for almost 2 years. But when Dad Hagin came along and taught on the authority of the believer to have faith in God. Interesting, because we knew the Bible, we loved Jesus, we're saved, even filled with the Holy Spirit, but we didn't understand how faith works. So when Dad Hagin came and taught on the authority of the believer, my dad took the Word to the back bedroom and got my mama to start speaking the Word. And he would tell my mama, "Now say this." And she would say, "God has not given me a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind." And in the middle of that darkness and depression, her speaking the Word of God brought her out of that.
Absolutely.
And gave her victory.
Mark, what is fear? It's faith.
Mm-hmm. But some people call it a disabling belief.
Well, it is.
Yeah.
Well, it faith.
Yeah.
In a dangerous animal.
Yeah. In reverse. Yeah.
Now, if you can't find the same fundamentals in Goliath's mouth,
yeah,
then it's not. It doesn't follow the fundamentals.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The devil knows he's got to say it.
Yeah.
He knows he has to. So when it came up and came time, they're in. I mean, they're there.
Yeah.
So he. Let's go from.
You're in 1 Samuel 17.
Yeah, 1 Samuel 17. Samuel
17. And this is the spirit of faith, David killing Goliath.
He's killing Goliath.
Yeah.
And he never did say, I'm going to try.
No. He never even left a note for his mama in case he didn't
want to. No, no. He never did say that.
Yeah.
He said, I'll go fight him.
Yeah.
And I will kill him.
I'll kill him.
And he started out by saying, what do you get if you kill him? He didn't pay attention to how big he was. What do you get if you kill him?
Because he's planning on killing him.
He's planning on killing him. I'm going to get rich off of that. I'm going to get the girl. I'm going to get the money. Yeah. I'm going to kill him. Yeah. I don't care how big he is.
And I'm going to break the reproach off of the armies of God.
Wow.
What was the reproach? Fear of an enemy and you have
afraid.
A covenant.
And they had a covenant. And so David brought up the covenant, didn't
he? Yes, he did. He brought that up. Listen, he was an Orthodox Jew.
Yeah.
He knew what the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy said. And he also knew the 27th chapter. And if you have any trouble knowing why the curse and the blessing's in the same chapter, you just need to read 27 and it'll tell you.
Oh, wow.
So it brings a reproach if you know that you're God and you're afraid of the enemy.
Yeah.
So to know what God has spoken in His Word about healing, about, you know, being redeemed from the curse of the law, and to be afraid of the coronavirus or whatever, that's a reproach.
It's a shame.
It's a shame.
Reproach means to shame.
So you've got a giant that is intimidating you.
He's shaming that whole crowd.
Yeah. And there's different kinds of giants, and everybody's got one that you're going to have to kill. And so that giant standing before David, and first thing David brought up is, you're an uncircumcised Philistine. Yeah. I got a covenant, you don't. That's the issue here.
That's the bottom line.
And David, he knew the word said, no man will be able to stand before you all the days.
I want to bring something else into this. Here's David, 17, 18, 19 years old. We know he's less than 20 or he'd have been in the army with the rest of
them. Yeah.
Now, I'm referring to me.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't 25, 30 pounds overweight. He took care of himself.
Yeah.
Worked hard.
Yeah.
He followed the Levitical law of food.
He was prepared.
He was prepared.
In every way.
In every way before he ever faced that giant.
Yeah.
Now, think about this. Who made David king? Goliath.
Oh, I got you. All right. Yeah. Yeah. So you're the giant you kill.
The evil.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And it has to be done by faith.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had said it for years. I hated exercise.
Oh.
I didn't want to do it. I was always overweight.
Yeah.
And I'd starve down and get and just break me down because I wouldn't exercise. Didn't like it, didn't want to do it. And finally, the Lord dealt with me about living that 120 years. And He asked me to do it. And I said, well, of course I'll do it. I mean, it's a mandate to me.
Yeah.
And I knew right then I'm going to have to get in that exercise
room. Now what you're saying is the spirit of faith works in every area of your life.
Yes. So does the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
I had said how I hate exercise over and over and over. And my first day in there, I'm telling you, I'm all excited. I'm telling you, I've got this thing. I'm going to do this thing. Glory to God. And I was going to do some tricep pulls down on the A-frame, and I reached up there and caught that. And I said, God, I hate this.
Oh!
And I slapped my hand. I said it before I could get it to stop it.
Yeah.
I said it until it got in my heart and it was controlling my life. And I said, God, I do not, I love this. Guys, I physically felt that devil leave my body.
Wow, I like that. I like that.
He fed me with that. I fed it to him so long.
Yeah.
He had every right to do me that way.
Now, I believe somebody's getting this right today.
Yeah, very practical.
Now, this morning, well, what are you going to do? I mean, you got to start early, you know, and my call time's 10 and all that. Well, surely you're going to take off today. No, no. Just start a little earlier.
Oh.
Had a good, strong workout this morning.
Yeah.
And only half of it on the treadmill, but now I'm not just walking on the treadmill. I've started an incline.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now my dream that I never thought I would ever see come to pass is the fact that on the DEXA scan machine, that my fat percentage, my body fat percentage, right in there where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And it's 84 years old.
Well, that's a miracle.
And
you're blazing the trail for a generation.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so.
Oh, you are.
Because, and that otherwise I don't have any purpose in doing that. But to do what God's called you to do.
Yeah.
Now, I have a mandate to live that long. You don't. You can do what you want to do about it. But I'll tell you what you have to do. Believe this book.
Yeah.
Those food laws. The law of first mention in the Bible. Mm-hmm. Then that holds true all the way through the Bible. And Genesis 6:3, that's about as close as you get. I'm not going to put up with man as long as I have been. In the days of man, it should be 120 years.
So what you're saying is you're believing and speaking affects every area of your life.
Every area.
I was on my elliptical machine one time watching you on TV your program, and so I'm exercising, and you came on there. This is funny, but you may not think it's funny. But you said, and I want you to confess this after me: I'll never eat another donut the rest of my life. And I just couldn't say it, brother. Here's what I said.
Well, maybe a little.
I said the rest of the week. How about that? So, but what you're saying is that you're believing and speaking affects every facet of your life, your finances, your health, everything.
Every bit of it has to come here.
Yeah.
So that those food laws are based on that 120.
Yeah.
So when you follow all the way down through
the
91st Psalm, with long life will I satisfy him. That's based on 120 years.
Yeah. And not long bad life, quality life.
Quality life.
Yeah.
So it just tracks all the way through. But without faith.
Yeah.
Now, you could, in the natural, so what if you lived 120 years? You hadn't done anything.
Yeah.
But if you live 120 years to preach the word of faith.
Serving the Lord.
Now, people that don't misunderstand me now.
Yeah.
Anybody that lives 120 years, my hat's off to you, brother.
Yeah, yeah.
But, and people give God the credit for it. Sure. And I love it, man. Yeah. I mean, you live to be 100. Hey, that's big
amazing,
news.
Yeah.
That's good news.
Yeah.
But for a specific purpose. Now, your specific purpose may be, and you may be in the car business.
Yeah.
And that's your specific purpose.
Yeah.
You need to do that by faith.
Mm.
You need to do everything you do in that dealership by faith.
Yeah.
And you need to walk in love.
Mm, yeah.
And sometimes it's a bit difficult.
It's
in a natural business.
It's a
challenge. Yeah.
But you better watch your mouth.
Yeah.
And let me give you a little story. Oh, this won't take but a second. I was just in the very beginning of my flight training and trying to my best to, and I won't go into all that, but anyway, I was over in Camden, Arkansas, and that's where I met Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
changed my life forever.
Yeah.
Nobody had ever loved me unconditionally.
Yeah.
Until I met her. And anyway, it was time for me to move on. Well, I'd been using the airport car there where I was working in Camden. Now I've got to go on to Little Rock to finish up my training.
Mm.
And I don't have a car.
Mm.
I went down to the Chevrolet dealership. Now, I didn't know, I'm going to tell you this ahead of time, because of time. I didn't know that this man was president of the local Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship.
Wow.
I found that out years later.
Yeah.
I walked in there. I said, "Sir, I really know better than to do this, but I don't have any choice." Told him what my name was, and I said, "I don't have any money. I don't have but $135. But I'm afoot, and I have to have a car." And here's what he said, "Kenneth, will you trust me in this?" I thought, I don't have any choice. I said, "Yes, sir." So we got in his pickup, and we drove past the used lot, past the garage where they worked on used cars, around behind that, set the ugliest 54 Chevrolet I have ever seen in my life. It had been yellow and chartreuse green on top, and it looked like it had leprosy on the top. Every hubcap was bent, and some of them were gone. And the headliner hanging down in the back.
Yeah.
Now, this is a faith man. He didn't know where I would wind up. Had no way of knowing. I'm just this kid learning how to fly.
Yeah.
And I looked at that car. He said, "Kenneth, I traded for this thing." And he said, "I no more than got it traded for. And then the transmission went out on it. So I had to overhaul the transmission. Then the engine blew up." And he said, "I can't sell that thing with the engine blown up on it." He said, "I overhauled the engine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put 4 new tires on it." Run. That thing ran like a singer's machine. It just looked bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But my point is, here's a car dealer following the Spirit of God.
Mm.
I had to have a car, and it had to be trustworthy, and I wish I'd have kept that car. Because I'm telling you, that little rascal run, man. I just ran down the highway like I just didn't want anybody to see me in it.
I actually used to have a 54 and a 55.
But this Holy Ghost man heard in his spirit what to do with this kid that needed a car.
Wow.
And somehow or another, he fell in love with me.
Yeah.
And the question he said, "Kenneth, will you trust me in this?"
Wow.
He used spirit language.
Yeah.
I didn't know it at the time. I wasn't even saved at the time. But my mama was praying.
Wow. Wow.
The Spirit of God was watching after me.
Wow.
And this man was living and walking by faith.
Wow. Just the spirit of faith.
Spirit of faith.
And when David, when he killed Goliath, now all the men was ready to fight. Before that, no.
David became the leader that he was the rest of his life.
Yeah.
How much time we got to him? I go to Verse 43. The Philistine said.
Yeah. Yeah.
The devil knows he's got to say it.
Yeah.
The Philistine said, "Am I a dog that you come to me with staves?"
Yeah.
The Philistine cursed David by his God.
Yes. Yeah. Mm.
The Philistine said to David, "Come to me. I'll give your flesh to the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field."
Yeah.
Famous last words. That's the last word he ever said in his life. And David said to the Philistine,
You come to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of the angelic armies of God. I mean, there were angels all over that place. We're going to kill this horse. We're going to get him right now. That stone is going to hit him smooth between the eyes like a 357.
Oh, man.
And you look at other translations. He fell
on his face.
And then he took his sword out and cut his head off. Well, which one killed him? The rock or the stone?
Oh, yeah.
But it said both of them.
Yeah.
No. It actually says he hit him with that rock and he finished him off with the sword.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You can finish the devil off by just taking the sword of the spirit.
I didn't say nothing else after that, you know. So David said.
He finished him.
And then when the Lord said, never run at your giant with your mouth shut.
Shut him up.
So before he ran, he's talking and he's speaking the word. His covenant is talking.
He's talking.
And while he's talking, and then when he hit him in the head, cut off his head, then he took that head back. He couldn't turn loose of it. Somebody said, David showed you how to get a head in life. So he got that glass head, and he's dragging that head around.
Now, you know that thing must have been big as a basketball.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got it up here like this. I mean, he's got teeth, hair, and eyeballs. I mean, but what happened? That was the flag.
It's a trophy.
Uh-huh.
That was the flag.
This is
I got it! Now, come on! And it fired that bunch up. Now, where did they wind up? In Goliath's hometown.
Oh, man. That's right.
Brought reproach.
Yeah.
To that whole city.
Yeah.
Shamed them.
Yeah.
They fell down.
Wow.
When he had that giant's head in his hand. And he took his prize to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And then he took his armor. And he's just a teenage boy.
Yeah.
And he put it in his room.
Yeah.
He took this guy's armor. He took this guy's huge suit of armor and put it in his tent. He's just a kid.
I love it. I love it. What a great story.
And
a great picture of the spirit of faith.
That's it.
And this is when Jesus said this. He said, whosoever shall say.
Whosoever shall say.
In other words, it don't make David special. Anybody could have done that.
Yeah.
At any age.
Whosoever shall say. He shall have whatsoever he saith. And Jesus talking about talking to a mountain, commanding the mountain to be removed and cast into the sea.
Amen.
And so the Lord said to me, when you say that mountain, not only will go into the sea, that means it's not coming back.
And you can't see it.
And that means there'll be no evidence it was ever there.
That's it.
So when Trina had a brain tumor, 30 years ago, we took the word of God, Mark 11:23, and spoke to that
brain tumor.
Oh, glory
to God.
30 years ago. And that thing disappeared and hadn't come back in 30 years.
And you could have been born again, Holy Spirit baptized, speaking with other tongues, believe in healing with all your heart, and that thing killer.
That's right. Because until you use, here's the way the Lord said to me, the authority of the believer is not just available, it is necessary.
It's necessary.
And he said, and your faith may not prevent all mountains, but it will move
mountains.
The spirit of faith affects every area of your life. And there are two main ingredients to living by faith. That's believing and speaking. In Mark Hankin's book, The Spirit of Faith, you'll discover how to activate the faith of God in you in a more decisive manner. He describes how your attitude, your words, and even your joy play a part in your faith walk. Included in this book are historical and biblical examples of how faith made the difference between life and death or victory and defeat. Charge your faith to be ready for any battle in your life. Know what to do to build your faith before the storm shows up. Be ready with your battle plan of faith to take on any giant and win. Find out what may be stalling out your faith. Don't look back, but look forward to where God is taking you. God gives you the promise of forgiveness and the spirit of faith to open the door to the outpouring of His goodness in your life.
Discover how your faith can change your life. Order your copy of Mark Hankin's book, The Spirit of Faith, for only $9.99 at kcm.org/victoryoffer. Or when you call 877-615-4267. You can face the challenges in life with confidence because faith is your victory. Let the spirit of faith flow out of your mouth and see things change as you put your faith into action. Offer good for 60 days.
Today's message is a good reminder of how the authority of the believer is released through words of faith. Now, faith has a voice, and the battle can be won with faith-filled words. And we learned how the spirit of faith moves mountains by speaking words of victory. And whatever the mountain represents, whether it's sickness or financial mountain, debt or fear, you can face it with confidence knowing it can be moved by faith. Now, Mark Hankins covers this and so much more in his book, The Spirit of Faith, and this is our offer to you this week. See, reading this book is going to give you the confidence to do God's will and the courage to step out in faith and fulfill your God-given destiny. Mark defines faith as acting like the Bible's true. It really is that simple. We should be like Abraham, right? Fully persuaded that what God has promised, he was also able to perform. And you can read this book together as a family, which I encourage you to do. Take the spiritual principles shared in this book and apply them to your faith projects. Faith is released by speaking. That means you call things that be not as though they were, and you must speak what you believe for victory to be yours. Order your copy of The Spirit of Faith today on kcm.org. Now, prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Their commitment to prayer is seen in all the offices, on the broadcast, at our meetings. All of KCM's offices have prayer ministers who are trained in the Word. They're ready to pray in faith with you. So if you need prayer for anything, call KCM's prayer line. Trust God. Believe His promises are for you. Get over here on the faith side of life. To reach the KCM office nearest you, go to kcm.org for their hours of operation. And then join us again on the broadcast tomorrow. Brother Copeland, Mark, and Trina Hankins, they'll be back together teaching you how to build the spirit of faith to see your victory through. You don't want to miss it. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer to download or request a free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Welcome to kcm.org, your study center for victory. Get real help for real life problems. Select a topic for answers straight from the Bible. Then believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply what you've heard and read to experience real change in your situation. Each step provides pages of articles, video teachings, topical scripture lists, and recorded prayers and confessions from the Copelands. KCM.org has made it simple to tap into God's wisdom for real help in your life. KCM.org meets you where you are.